Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome in, Zolak and Bertrand here on the Sports Hub. Hardy in our Town Fair Tire Studios. What's up, Zo?
How we doing, guys?
Good. You?
Good.
Good.
Very excited. Hey, we've got to be on our game today. Corporate gym is back.
Oh.
Did you just figure that out in the last 30 seconds?
Keep your ass in line, Hardy.
I know. I had a long discussion with the wife this morning. She's like,
What'd she say?
She's like, what are you so tense about? I'm like, oh, gym's back today. It's the worst. She's like, why? I'm like, I don't know. He just puts everybody on edge. And like, he insists on being here. No one wants him here.
I haven't even had a chance to finish my breakfast today. Yeah.
And he's back there like, oh, I'm running the show, but I'm running a lot more than that too. So, you know, mind your P's and Q's.
He told me to get my head out of my ass.
Yeah.
Which gym do you hate the most?
The ranking the gyms.
Are we going to do the ranking the gyms first?
Well,
today?
That's what I suggested. You wanted to start the show that way.
I'm in for that.
I wanted to lead off.
Two votes for us.
Okay, so how many gyms are we doing? We're doing corporate gym.
Corporate gym.
Excited and energized after some time out of the studio, but now he's back, Jim. So re-energized gym, corporate gym. Let's get serious, Jim.
No, I have a write-in, Jim.
All right, what is it, so?
NFL draft day.
Free agent, the old free agent Friday, Jim. Free agency, Jim, was the most insufferable of the sports calendar gyms.
But I'm going to take
NFL
back
free agency gym. That's number one.
No,
that's
draft gym. Draft gym is my number one.
Free agency gym is the worst.
Now, this is really complimentary, Jim, because anytime we're talking about Jim in any of these manners, that means Jim is doing his job and he's doing it quite well. So it's like this is actually a compliment to Jim. It's not a slight.
So,
and the best thing Jim said today was he's going to take Zoe's playlist. And I'm going to give it to him for Friday, for Memorial Day weekend Friday, and Jim's going to select all the music.
When did I say that, Zo?
You said it during our conference call.
And then when I just talked to you 30 seconds ago, you said, I didn't know you were on the show today.
Well, I knew you were on the call, Jim. I thought you were taking 2 weeks off.
I did. I was here 2 weeks ago. Last time I was here was 2 weeks ago.
Wow, time flies, man. Welcome back, buddy.
That really happened. You're on the show today? Corporate Jim is eventually going to stop producing on the show and will, you know, just be a boss man. At some point, you know, might be 2 years from now at this pace, but at some point you're not going to be with us
anymore.
I'll
make a couple calls, Jim. You'll be on there.
Obviously, Zoe would like to start the show with this topic instead of Brady. He doesn't want to rip Brady.
Of course.
Let's get serious, Jim.
And that's my favorite Jim. That's my favorite Jim right there.
What do you want to rip Brady?
The one that rips both of us. I love that Jim. Oh, it's the best. So Tommy Curran on NBC Sports Boston wrote a column yesterday, and the headline is, oh, come on, my page just froze. I'm on the page on NBC Sports Boston, and it's frozen on me.
It should just say, grow up, Beetle.
Is that, you think it was directed at me? I don't think it was directed at me.
No,
I
mean, but you were the one on the show yesterday that was ripping Brady, right, for this whole thing.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm one
anybody
of
that has a problem with Brady doing what he's doing in Tampa, grow up.
Well, it says,
and,
I got it
and,
now.
And in all fairness, when I started reading that article, I thought Curran at some point called you out in the article. And I was, you know, the first time I scanned it very quickly to see where he named you. But no, that was just Jim's, you know, re-headlining.
I got so excited when I read the notes and the rundown because I thought, boy, wow, Curran really went after Beetle.
No.
That, I know.
Love Tommy Curran. It says, bothered by Tom Brady working out with his new Bucks teammates? Grow up, says Tommy Curran. Wow. Here's what it says. It says, there were two prevailing reactions in New England when those through-the-bushes images of Tom Brady and his Tampa teammates emerged on Monday. Mm-hmm. The first is, orange doesn't look bad on him.
No, it does.
Second is this. Must be nice to have a quarterback working out with his teammates in May. The Patriots didn't have that the past 2 years. And that was my sort of reaction to it. Was, oh, I guess the family's not that important anymore. I guess the letter from Giselle was not that important anymore. I guess they don't need you around the house more often. You've not only been working at that field this week, but according to the reporter.
She's living in the house with her sister and Alex. They're all happy. She likes it down there.
The reporter saying that it's been going on for weeks. Why? But what's the difference, though? You've got to explain yourself on this.
Like, I did this yesterday. What's the difference? What do you mean, what's the difference?
She's happy down there because her sister is there. So I need to spend more time with my family. Leave Giselle out of it. It's... Brady had said he needed to spend more time at home, he needed to be more involved, and therefore he couldn't be doing the off-season work as much as he used to.
You sure because she was here 100% of the time when he was playing here?
What's that?
Are you sure she was here 100% of the time when he was playing here? Or maybe she went elsewhere with the kids.
No, but I don't understand why you keep bringing it back to her. Like, what does it
maybe
have to do with
why,
her? Like, I know she's
why,
part of the family.
Maybe that's why the letter came out. Hey. You're either going to spend time with us or we're not coming back.
Okay, and so...
Is it that hard to disseminate that? I mean...
So you need to be more present and more involved in the day-to-day
right.
of the household.
And we want to go elsewhere during the offseason. We don't want to have to stick around here. We stick around for you all season. Season's over. Let's go.
All right, but those are
that's two different things. Yeah.
Those are two different things.
Okay.
You know, being more involved in what's going on in the day-to-day in your household has nothing to do with where you live.
But if you don't live in Brookline and he has to work out here and she's sending the letter and the marriage is unhappy, guess where he's going to go?
But they did live in Brookline. They did live there. And she was there and their kids were there and they went to school here. And I don't understand.
Okay.
Like, what? I'm sorry. I'm just not following along. I don't get how this somehow goes back to...
I think
they live in Tampa now.
You think they did.
And so because Tampa's nice weather, she's thrilled to be there, and therefore he can do whatever he wants again? Is that what it is?
I think it's a combination of that she does like it. It's somewhere nice, like she said in her Instagram thing, and this is a brand new team, Tim. It's like a rookie, so he has to be there from day one. This is simple.
All right. Well, to state the obvious of it must be nice to have a quarterback working out with his teammates in the spring months, Tommy Curran says this, as sniveling, swarmy, willfully ignorant, and entitled as that response may be, as much as those words issuing from someone's mouth or keyboard immediately stamps them as someone whose sport and company I definitely wouldn't want to keep, they ain't wrong. Someone help me on that. Give me a full explanation of this.
Okay. Give me it again. Read it again.
As much as you want to hate it, they're not wrong for doing it, is what he's saying, right? As much as a sports fan, you want to hate it, he's saying they're not wrong for doing it.
When you move to a new team and you're a new guy, this is what you have to do. I don't understand what the problem is, why people are angry. He's with them from day one, and it's a brand new team. It's not his offense. He has to go there and learn. Here he didn't have to learn.
No, no, no. This is the problem, though. No one's criticizing him for doing what he's doing now. And I'm not criticizing. He's doing what he should be doing. Who's criticized him for working out with the teammates in Tampa? That's not the criticism.
Okay.
The criticism was, oh, clearly you are capable of working out in those months.
Yeah.
And clearly your reasons for not being able to do it the last few years were overstated or downright bullcrap, and it had nothing to do with those reasons, and it was just because you were pissed off. And that was my point. And Tommy Kern admits that in the story. That's why I don't feel this is directed at me, Tom.
Or you go back to Peter King stuff where he told everybody, I got all the answers already. This is my offense. I know everything. I've seen everything. I have all the answers. So,
He writes, Brady himself said during the Howard Stern interview that his decision to alter his offseason availability to the Patriots came because of an ultimatum from his wife. And he gives the quote, a couple of years ago, she didn't feel like I was doing my part for the family. She felt like I would play football all season, and she'd take care of the house. Then when the season ended, I'd be like, great, let me get into all my other business activities. Let me get into my football training. And she's going, where are you going to do those things? When are you going to do those things for the house? When are you ever going to take the kids to school? Again, I think that same thing would exist. I mean, they're not in school right now. Nobody's in school right now. But, you know, they're still the, I guess, day-to-day of the house. But maybe not. Maybe because they live in Tampa now and her sister is there, everything is wonderful. So maybe you're right.
Maybe.
Because Tampa just makes everybody happy. It's just a magical place. They've always said that about Tampa.
Regardless of your money. Regardless of your money and your stature and your well-being and how famous you are at some point, you know, if you do a lot of those things, you don't have that much help. I think I do have some help. But at some point, I think everybody reaches a break point, and maybe she reached hers here. That's all.
He says, Tommy Kern says, you'd have to be a real dink to hear that explanation and think it was made up and that the real issue was Brady's irritation with the Patriots and his contract. Really? That's a reach? To say, well, the family stuff was overstated, and the real reason is he was just pissed off. And maybe he had good reasons to be pissed off. He had good reasons because there had been fights, and there had been back and forth, and he had real disagreements with the guy that he worked for. And maybe he was just pissed. That's why does that make you outrageous to say that that may have been the case? Because I'd like to know now, because if that's what you want to say, you're a dink to think that maybe that the family stuff has been overstated by Tom Brady, then I'm going to get ready now for the tabloids to start printing that Tom and Giselle are getting divorced stories. Because if you want to go in so hard on that take, you now would have to think, well, their marriage must be in a really bad place. Things must really be dissolving on the home front for him as he has gone back to doing football training activities in his off season. Like, you can't have it both ways. It's one or the other.
And if you follow both of them on Instagram, it is tag this, tag back. I love you. Love. Heart emoji. I mean, every time either one of them posts, the other one is right there to respond right away.
But I will admit, I'm a little lost in this column because then Tommy Kern lays out, and he's way tapped in, I think, more than anybody on this Brady stuff. All the reasons Brady had to be pissed at the Patriots. So I feel like he's arguing against himself that when Guerrero was pulled out of the locker room because Bill got miffed that Tom started promoting the TB12 brand a little bit more with the TB12 method and the book that came out, that didn't sit well with Belichick. And so, therefore, you know, that was the end of Guerrero possibly. And his access got limited. And that's why we saw in Tom versus Time, he's in his suite upstairs with the portable massage table with Alex Guerrero. And why there were real reasons why Brady may have been pissed. And why Brady may have decided to change his way of doing things a little bit in the final years. And how he was disrespected about the contract. And didn't get what it was that he was looking for. So let's talk about the contract aspect of it. Because I know that this goes right up Hardy's butt. He hates this contract talk stuff on Brady. He's not a fan of it.
I've never been a huge fan of it. But these days, I'm even less of a fan of it.
Read the story. NBCSportsBoston.com, Tommy Kern, the headline, bothered by Tom Brady working out with his new Bucks teammates. Grow up.
Yeah, grow up, Beetle, you big baby.
Grow up. It was posted yesterday afternoon. Check it out for yourself. I know Hardy's got a thought on the contract angle of this. We'll get into that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six 617-779-0985.
We continuing our Hue playlist from yesterday.
Our what?
Hue playlist?
Hue, yeah.
What's a Hue playlist?
The Hue.
Oh, the Who.
That the Who, was, I'm sorry.
That was 3 days ago.
Okay.
Who's, never mind. I don't even want to ask.
No, you don't even want to ask.
Hue Beaumont?
All right. Getting back to Tommy Curran's story, NBCSportsBoston.com. He said Brady was operating on a team-friendly deal with a cap hit of just $15 million in 2017. But the Patriots were not moving on from Garoppolo. They didn't trade him leading up to the 2017 draft, privately citing concern about a Brady drop-off at the age of 40. Also, and reasonably, Garoppolo was seen as wise insurance for a Super Bowl-caliber team if Brady got hurt early in the year. Better let it play out with Jimmy and maybe figure a way to keep him around on a bridge contract. So against that backdrop, Brady's new off-field commitment to advancing TB12 and the team's perceived refusal to commit to Brady by trading Jimmy and giving Brady a contract commensurate with his performance, the 2017 season began. Bill Belichick wasn't enamored with Brady's newfound marketing expansion, nor his documentary filmmaking. And so it goes on to say, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? It kind of applies here. In this instance, the goat was the cow and the OTAs were the milk. This now fast forwards a little bit. And it says the Patriots slid Brady a 2 year. If the Patriots had slid Brady a 2 year, $50 million fully guaranteed deal to beginning of 2019 offseason. Would he have been in Foxborough to pitch and catch with N'Keal Harry, Bruce Ellington, and Dontrell Inman last May? Would he be right now finding ways or figuring ways to work out in a secluded field in northern Maine with Devin Asiasi and Dalton Keene?
No.
Tommy Curran writes, I don't know. We never got a chance to find out. But I know for sure that the backstory that led to Tom Brady sweating his ass off in May with his new Tampa teammates had a lot to do with why he wasn't doing the same up here last spring. And you would have done the same thing. That's what Tommy Curran says to anyone reading that. That because of the lack of a commitment from the team and sort of the back and forth that had gone on, that at 40, after all he'd accomplished, To get strung along contractually, I can't read today, and have Belichick start to pull back on in-facility access on his trainer, his friend, and TB12 partner Alex Guerrero, it set the scene for the contentious year. They didn't commit to him. They didn't give him a contract. They didn't give him money. They didn't allow his trainer to have his access. So I agree with that. They should have paid him. They should have kept him. They should have allowed Guerrero to get the same access he had always received. I agree with those points. I understand why Tom Brady was pissed off about those things. Completely understand it. Does that mean you just excuse away the fact that he then said, my family is requiring more of me, I can't do the OTAs? And even when that happened, I was like, okay, You know, the guy's still performing at an MVP level. They're winning Super Bowls. And I will even admit his receivers right now are garbage. But then if you leave and you pick it right back up, well, now I go back and say, well, you know what? I don't believe you as much as I did then. I think you were sort of full of it, that you were just pissed off. And because you were pissed off, which you should have been, I get it. Like, being pissed off is never an excuse. I was pissed, so I just did what I wanted and didn't do the things that I had been praised for and did what I felt was the right thing for 17, 18 years. Like, we've all been there. Yes, Tommy Curran's right. We've all made mistakes. We've all been pissed off in our lives, and we've all done things that we regret as a result, and we say, yeah, that was dumb. I got pissed off, and I let it impact me. It led me to a bad decision because I was pissed. But in hindsight, you don't say, that was right. You know who that sounds like? That sounds like Scottie Pippen. I was pissed. And all these years later, I do it the same way. Well, you're a jackass then.
Yeah.
You know, in hindsight, you say, well, that was a mistake. And in this case, I don't think we're ever going to hear Brady talk about his time in New England for the near future. So I don't think he's going to say that. But I'll say it for him. That was a mistake. He probably should have gone. He should have figured out a way. And if that meant sacrificing selling books, maybe that should have been the sacrifice. No, don't sacrifice your family. No one is suggesting that. Make that time for your family. Maybe fewer documentaries and fewer books then.
Sacrifice the Met Gala and sacrifice the Formula One stuff.
Yes.
You know?
Maybe you don't need to go overseas to sell watches.
Throw
the
Met Gala.
And throw the pass to the guy off the boat. Maybe that's the thing that gets dropped from the schedule. I don't know. Was football as important to him the last 2 years as it had always been? I don't know. Maybe he was just
on a freaking weekend here, and it's in the United States. Now you want to start getting on 12-hour flights to go throw footballs on some Formula One racer on a boat. That's weird.
But you understand the point, though, that there's only so many hours in the day and only so many days in the week. And if time with the family is what needs to be carved out, no, you're not going to be throwing footballs at the same time as the Met Gala, but maybe you'd be at home with your family.
Oh, who
and doing
was with them
well, something with your family.
Well, he was with I mean, to that point, though, Beadle, he was with his wife at the Met Gala, and I assume that the wife and kids traveled with him, but
they went to Dubai. Yes, they were.
Even more so than the contract stuff, the notion of sacrifice and having to be away and all this stuff. You're 40 minutes away from work, you know? You get there in the morning, and we see these guys when they wrap up their day. They're off the practice field by noon. And even if you stick around for another couple hours afterward, you are home. You're home for big oodles of time. You've got the time to spend with your family. It's called having a job. And these guys, for the most part, have way more time off than other people in normal jobs, months at a time. So they don't have to be gone 5-6 days a week from the time the kids are barely out of bed until they are well home from school and done with everything, and you just make it home for dinner time. I mean, they've got more time to spend with their families than most people do already. So the notion of sacrifice, that really falls on deaf ears. And to some extent, some of the contract stuff does too. And this is a tough one for me because I'm with you, Beadle. I would have loved to have seen the Patriots offer him a real contract to keep him here for 2 more years. I would love to have seen them try a little bit more. And as I have come to grips with this, he wanted to go and they didn't want him. So you just got to settle on that. But any idea that Brady somehow felt perpetually disrespected over his 20 years in New England, because he only stands right now as the fourth highest paid NFL player of all time, that really falls on deaf ears, and it especially does right now. You know what? He's made $238 million, but the Patriots really disrespected him. They should have paid him more like $257 for those years here. Shut up. That doesn't hold any weight with me right now, especially when you look at the list. Just paying the guy the most money isn't always the smartest thing to do. We all know who the highest paid NFL player is of all time. It's Eli Manning. So does that automatically make it the right thing to do just to give the guy the most money? The Patriots did what they did what they did so that they could win six Super Bowls over the last two decades.
Right.
And Tom Brady, for the most of that time, I believe, was fully on board with that. And he is on record as saying he's on board with taking less so that other areas of the team can have more. And it all seemed to, you know, fit into nice same equation. So I don't love the idea that, you know what, he finally lived because he finally had enough of the disrespect.
Okay, No. So disrespect, you guys are terminated about money. So he's fine with the money he was making. You want to know what chapped his ass? Taking his trainer off the plane. Not allowing him to have his meals at the team hotels. You're going to have to pay for those. Little things like that, the little fringe things that come, okay, if I'm taking less, this is my guy. Now I can't have my guy to work on me.
Well, who else gets their guy to go around with them? I mean, it goes in
well,
line.
It's been a special case for years, and now all of a sudden we get to Jimmy Garoppolo territory. Now the guy's banned.
Yeah, they crossed the bridge many years ago with that. And so the fact that they then undid it was what would piss him off, and I agree with him. Like, no, this has
That's
been an accepted practice for a long time.
Not the money.
And now
He's
you
got
are
money.
Right. This has been an accepted practice for a long time.
Now you're going to start cutting my legs off.
What are you doing this for now? Yeah. Like, where's this coming from? So I don't blame him for that at all. And I think that type of stuff is probably more accepted in professional sports than we think.
I like Alex. I mean, he's the quietest guy ever. It's like he's a mute on the plane. He doesn't talk to anybody. He sits up front. There's no back and forth. He's not telling state secrets. It's amazing. Hey, that guy makes the greatest player of all time feel pretty damn good for 60 minutes on game day. You know what? Let's mess with that.
Yeah, like, what's the not to go through that whole story again, but what was the point of that? What the hell was the point of that? And so, yes, no, it's
you
fine.
Show, hey, you show
fine
up
for Brady to be pissed about that.
You show up for meals. Everybody team eating meals. Tom has a special diet because he's, you know, everything that he eats and the way he takes care of his body. Oh, all of a sudden those meals aren't available.
So a couple of thoughts on that. Obviously, again, the story is on NBCSportsBoston.com. Tommy Curran with a column on Tom Brady that is on the website right now. Also today, Mookie Betts. Remember him? Remember Mookie?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, a little bit.
Former Red Sox superstar Mookie Betts, now a member of the Dodgers. We'll see if he plays a game for the Dodgers. But what's he going to do in free agency with everything that has played out in the last 3 months? We'll get to that story, and Peter Gammons has something on that. We'll do it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Free agency is not going to even be, there are no screams. They're going to be free agency is going to be a whisper for the next 3 years. I think there are a few people that I like better in baseball than Mookie Betts. I thought he was going to make between $350 and $400 million. He'd be lucky to get up to $250 in free agency this coming winter if they play. And it's just the reality of the economics. And it's true in almost every business.
Longtime baseball writer Peter Gammons. You know who he is. No introduction needed for Peter Gammons.
We all know
that voice right away.
What's he tweet out? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he hasn't done that in a while.
He did last week.
He used to have that problem with the tweeting out gibberish from time to time. But as far as Peter Gammons goes, he's got that take that he thought Mookie Betts was going to get $350 to $400 million, that he was going to cash in, like Manny Machado or Bryce Harper or, you know, the Mike Trouts of the world up there at the top of the league, big, massive contract.
Right.
And how every year the contracts kept getting bigger and how he was, you know, being the most recent guy would end up with a ridiculous contract. So now he's not. Peter Gammon says he will be lucky to get $250 million, given that baseball is going to go through a tough period here, regardless of whether or not they play the games. I mean, it's going to be tough either way, with or without games. And so now Mookie Betts is in line to make far less. He's probably lost, at least in Peter Gammon's mind, at least $100 million. Oh, wow. That's not good. So Mookie's got some options. He can settle for that. He can take whatever it is that is offered, or he could sign a short-term deal is what he could do. He could try and sign a short-term deal and get back to the market in a few years or build one of these deals that has a number of outs after years two, three, four, five, like J.D. Martinez.
Or just play the year out and then go to free agency.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, if they play. Play it out and then go hit free agency.
Well, I'm talking about in free agency. When he hits free agency this offseason.
Yeah, he can sign it. Yeah, he can sign
different types of deals.
Whether he doesn't play at all. Okay.
Yeah, the different types of deals that will be available to him.
Yeah, nobody's signing anything right now.
I'm talking about his approach.
Yeah, that's
when he gets to that point.
Well,
so,
economics have changed.
He's definitely lost some money. And all I keep thinking of is I hear Peter Gammons on this is the Red Sox need to get back in on Mookie. The Red Sox have an opportunity. If they didn't want to spend $350 on Mookie, here's your chance not to. Either one of those other options, any of those options, should be appealing to the Boston Red Sox to bring Mookie back to Boston. Am I crazy to think that?
No. Start at 25.
What do you need,
Mookie? Don't even go to 300. Get him.
Do you want 250? We'll give you the 250. Oh, guess what? You're lucky we gave you the 250. Here's 250. Here is... because the reality is that a $250 million deal for Mookie Betts, even with economic stress to the Red Sox and every team in Major League Baseball, will not bankrupt the Boston Red Sox. It will not. And in addition to that, they know they would have signed that deal in a heartbeat had they been able to do it a year ago, right?
Oh, yeah. And this is, I don't know that it's going to have any further reaching impact than this, Beetle, but whether, you know, Mookie ends up getting the deal that he wants or the Red Sox end up offering anything next time around, and it probably won't. I'll say this as, you know, as the preamble. It probably won't change a thing. But wouldn't it be nice if a little bit down the road, athletes started thinking back on this time and saying, you know, they're offering me $300, but I think... You know, Bryce Harper is a good example. That $300 million offer from the Nationals, that was an insult. I ended up getting $330 and shown some real respect. Down the road, if players like, you know what, there's a $300 million offer here, I think I could make $325. Then again, there could be a pandemic or something that happens catastrophically around the world and I end up getting a fraction of this. Maybe I should just sign now. Maybe I shouldn't be the greediest child on the block this time around, no matter what my agent is telling me. And maybe I should just accept life-altering wealth for my family for generations to come if the situation is right and I like the team and it's a fair offer. And I don't think it will, because I think we'll get a couple of years past this and everything will go back to business as usual in terms of people just being greedy and trying to get every, you know, every cent they can. But right now, it's looking like Mookie Betts, if he did like it in Boston, whatever they did end up offering him, even though it was lower than, had nothing changed, would have been a pretty good deal, because now he's almost certainly going to get less than that.
Right. I mean, he rejected 5 and 100 back in 2017. Then he rejected 8 and somewhere in the ballpark of $200 million back in 2018. And then last spring, I think it was still off season time, Lou Maloney said he heard the Red Sox had offered him 10 and 300. And so now if he's gonna max out at 250, and that's, you know, what's on the table from a team, let's say it's the Red Sox, yeah, he should jump at that. Imagine that. You lost, you know, Okay, Gammon says 350-4. I think we were all a little bit skeptical of him reaching that number. But he was probably going to be able to do a little bit better by hitting free agency and would make maybe tens of millions of more. And so now he has the opportunity, after everything that has played out here, to take $250 million and put it in the bank and know that it's coming his way. You're right, Hardy. Things have changed a little bit. It'd be really nice to know you have that financial security.
Yeah. It would have ended up being a better deal for him. And look, this is not a once-in-a-lifetime thing in terms of a financial crisis. This has happened before. This happened not a couple of generations ago, back in 08. And you go back and look at some of the things that happened, some of the contracts, and I just started getting into it a little bit this morning, but yeah, with the change in contracts around 2008 and, you know, across all businesses, you know, the things can happen that are completely unforeseen, whether it's a mortgage bubble or whether it's a global pandemic. And there are some times when just waiting it out to make some kind of a statement by somehow earning the most, quote unquote, respect, or getting the best deal possible by waiting, is going to end up biting in the ass. And for Mookie Betts, this appears it's going to be one of those times.
Yeah, to go back to 2008, I think you're right. And it was the first time in recent times when sports salaries and who was being offered arbitration in baseball and things along those lines had started to sort of, you know, be impacted by what was going on in the global economy. And obviously, that was one of the first times that you had a sort of a bad, really bad financial situation when guys were making, you know, really large salaries playing professional sports. Yeah. Because that hasn't always been the case. I mean, guys have always done really well playing sports, but the era of supersized salaries is more of the last 30 years, I would say.
Back especially if you don't put people in the stands. Owners have them by the balls here. Yeah, yep. Like, hey, we have no revenue. We got this. We have to lower salaries. Sorry.
And again, this isn't once in a lifetime. Back in December of 08, Yankees didn't offer any kind of arbitration deal to Bobby Abreu. That was one thing from baseball. In November of that year, GM announced that it wasn't going to buy any Super Bowl commercials. They also withdrew from their sponsorship of the Masters that year. They scaled back on their NASCAR commitments. They terminated an endorsement deal with Tiger Woods. I'm reading all this from the Wharton School of Business. They did a comprehensive study of like how sports were affected. And this wasn't written now. This was published back in 2008.
Yeah.
And it affected everything.
I remember reading that. I remember the Citi Field thing was a big part of that. Citi Field, you remember Citibank was obviously very much involved in everything that was going on in 2008, and they had their name on the ballpark that was about to open.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? Or I forget what year that ballpark opened, but it was right around that time, and they paid, I think, hundreds of millions of dollars to put their name on the ballpark. And that was sort of controversial. Sort of like when Enron had their name on the ballpark in Houston when Enron fell apart. So you're right. Sports are not able to put up any sort of special shield from anything economically. And that goes right down to the players and their salaries. Mookie's going to hurt because of this. He's going to make less money. But again, I really think the Red Sox should jump right back in.
Yeah.
I think it opens a door for them to come back and say, you know what, Mookie? We'll put our offer back on the table. You know, what do you want to do? You want a short-term deal? You want a long-term deal? What do you want? We want you back in Boston, and we'll pay you a big salary to do it. And I think they should go after him if they weren't already planning on it, to try and bring him back and do what they couldn't apparently do when they traded John Lester away. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. We'll talk more about this on the way with your calls. Other players that lost out on money, we could think of a few, Hardy, that may not have been due to an economic crisis, but contracts that were turned down that players later regretted. We'll get to that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. 10:56 here on Zolak and Bertrand.
All right.
What's funny?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay. When we hear about a player losing salary because they didn't decide to take a contract when they had the opportunity to, we immediately go back. We immediately go back to players that have been in that same sort of situation. Hardy, I know this morning we were talking about it. I immediately went to Nomar Garciaparra when he turned down 4-60, I believe it was, with the Red Sox in 2003. And you brought up Isaiah Thomas as another one. You know, he may have had an offer on the table from the Celtics. It may not have been anything close to what he wanted.
Right.
But it would have been a lot more than what he ended up getting.
And before you get into the rest of it, Beetle, going back to this Wharton article, it's historically, they say it's not generally the top-tier guys. The top-tier guys still tend to make very big money. Maybe not as much, and I think that's still the case with Mookie Betts. You're talking about 250 as opposed to 300, and, you know, historical, you know, by an historical reference, that's still a huge sum of money, but he's leaving 50, maybe 100 on the table, or 150, depending on who believed how much he was going to get. They do say it's typically the tier right below the top tier that's affected. And back in 08, they wrote the $8 million a year player becomes a $4 million a year player. Teams may also be less likely to go with longer term contracts, but there are exceptions. And they mention the Red Sox locking up Dustin Pedroia in December, again, of 2008 on a 6-year, $40.5 million contract extension.
But that was team friendly, that deal.
It was. It was still a good, but that was still, I think there were people at the time, I don't remember exactly what all of us thought about that type of money and those type of years, but it was longer term maybe than some people wanted to give Dustin Pedroia. It's not the highest paid guys are still good.
I don't think that's a good example of it, because that deal at the time was immediately sort of looked at as, wow, they got him on a good deal.
For what he was providing to the team, yes. I mean, and you know, who knew what was going to happen injury wise? That really goes into the number of years more than, you know, the average annual value. But the top tier guys are still going to make an incredible sum of money, and I guess that's my whole point in this. You know, at what point is it enough? Is it enough for you to have signed your contract for a $300 million deal without having to worry about leaving an additional $25 million on the table? Of course $25 million is a huge sum of money. But is it that different? Is it affect your quality of life to make $300 million as opposed to $330? Well, what's the difference?
No.
And don't tell me it's $30 million. What's the difference? And I just wonder if this time around, because of the longevity of this and the uncertainty of it and the not knowing when things are going to be able to return to normal, if it will have any kind of a lasting effect on athletes next time they're presented with contract opportunities. And in the short term, who knows what's going to happen? A couple years from now, do people forget? Do the owners forget? Do players forget? Because they forgot the last time after this all went down in 2008. Obviously, people forgot because there are players holding out for that, you know, $300 million. That's an insult. Bryce Harper, he was insulted by that Nationals offer, and he went and got more. Well, for Bryce Harper, it worked out because a global pandemic didn't hit in the middle of contract negotiations.
See, I don't blame Mookie for wanting to hold out to get more last year. But I would say that given that he just lost a bunch of money, the question now is about, do you try and recoup the money? Or do you just say, Well, given what we just went through, I'm going to take the $250 million. It sucks, but I'm not going to think about that. I'm going to instead take what is on the table, if it's a large sum of money, like $250 million, and say, well, things happen, and this is what I have to deal with. Or do you say,
I take it and I bet on myself. That's what I do. I take it and I bet on myself. I said I'm going to get another huge contract down the road.
Okay, how many years, though? You got to sort of balance the number of years, because
that's the problem.
As you get older,
your
chances of getting the long-term 10-year deal go down.
Look at Chris Hill.
By the way, I did the math quickly on Nomar. He turned down the 4-year, $60 million offer. He was seeking something more in the range of $17 million when he turned it down. And over those 4 years that he would have been playing on a $15 million a year deal and adding up to $60 million, over those 4 years, he made $32.2 million. So he lost about $28 million bucks. He lost nearly half the salary over those 4 years by turning that deal down, which is a lot of money based on his career earnings.
Well, he found me in ham, so I got that going for him.
That's true. So he's,
you're right,
still a big winner. I wonder, you know, we talk about how this is going to be like one of these turning points in people's lives. We're going to, you know, we already talking about it like, you know, 9/11, or talking about it as other fundamentally world-changing events. Is it going to fundamentally change the way business is done? Yeah, it already has. Is it going to fundamentally change the way business is done in sports? And with the thing that we pay most attention to, player contracts.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in our nature to fundamentally let it change us. Our nature is to get back to normal and then just keep doing it the way we were doing it. Mm-hmm. If we're being honest, that's how we sort of go about our business. You know, we bounce back, we go back to doing things the same way.
Yep, yeah, that's right. And I understand part of it. I understand not wanting to wear a mask when you go into the grocery store, and I understand wanting to go to the beach. We all want to do that.
Right.
But I would also like, maybe if people stop being such greedy babies all the time when it comes to trying to squeeze every single cent out of teams and fans and everyone else, so that they can make $500 million as opposed to only $400 million.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.